Kataini speakers disguised themselves to accompany Zainel on his mission. While there, they rescued a number of humans whose minds had been wiped by the Eosi. While on Baravi, Zainel also made contact with dissident Imasi. Kataini leaders also pledged to end Eosian domination. With Zainel's first efforts so successful and Botany safe, the colonists were more than ready to follow his leadership. To continue his efforts to free not only his own people, but also Earth's, a special mission was sent to Earth, where an active underground movement already was eroding Kataini occupation. In Freedom's Challenge, Zainel risks his life in a bid to destroy the EOC with the help of the dissident Kataini hierarchy, and wins for Botany its freedom and the freedom of other enforced colony worlds inhabited by humans. But that was the first phase of his plan. Chris knows Zainel well enough to understand that he still intends to make contact with the farmers and discover their home world. But that wish is yet again interrupted when the colonists discover that most of the technical materials they need have been looted from Earth and are now stored on Baravi. As the Baravian merchants insist on being paid to surrender the loot, Zainel and Chris must again face the necessity of leaving Botany and finding a way to ransom the materials they desperately need to help both Earth and Botany. Chapter 1. Kamatan's messenger came in a baby-type fast scout, and Jerry Short, the duty officer in the hangar, immediately informed Zainel of its request to land and imminent arrival. Zainel, in turn, called Chris, Peter Easley, and Dorothy Duarte as members of the Botany Management Board to join him. He had good relations with Kamatan and wanted to keep everything above board, Chris's often-used idiom for openness. He recognized the call sign of the scout as one that Kamatan frequently used, so he was somewhat prepared for bad news, but did not warn the others, preferring that they take whatever news came with this messenger without any predisposition. It might not be bad news. But why else would Kamatan be sending a messenger, which suggested something he did not wish broadcast on the Botany comm lines? Kamatan had chosen a nephew of Zainel's, firstborn son of Zainel's favorite sister, which confirmed Zainel's premonition that the news was bad. As Chris often did, she compared the new arrival to her beloved Zainel. She did not expect any familial resemblance, although she noticed as the young man, probably in his mid-twenties, approached, that he was slightly shorter than Zainel, but still tall for a Kataini. He had the heavy build of the true Kataini, born and adapted to its heavier gravity. His grayish skin and yellow eyes were expectable. Zainel's Botany tan altered his skin tone to a more vibrant shade of taupe and made Paxel seem drabber by comparison. But it was in the features that the main difference was plainly visible. She had always liked Zainel's nose, which was not as fleshy as most Kataini. Certainly, Zainel's mouth was better shaped, not as thick as Paxel's, and far more flexible, often giving her hints as to his mood. It was severe enough right now, though. She noted the little flattening of his lips, indicating that he found this situation disagreeable and wanted to get it over with as soon as possible. She suspected then that he was anticipating a problem. So, in his capacity as one of the governors of Botany, Zainel greeted his nephew Paxel affably and offered him coffee, a great new favorite for Kataini. Paxel grinned, showing three gold caps, a sight that caused Chris to have to hide an astonished grin. Zainel covered her astonishment by introducing Paxel, name and rank, first to Duarte. "This is a sister's firstborn, Imasi Paxel. I make you known to eminent Duarte and my mate, excellent lady Imasi Chris, and Peter Easley." He reached for the message, which Paxel somewhat reluctantly handed over. It bore Kamatan's name, plus the characters that confirmed that Kubalin and Nitin were at least aware that a message had been sent to him. That did not bode well. He waved Paxel to a chair at the table in the hangar office, then he broke the seal and could not suppress a grunt of dismay. When he had digested its import, he tossed the letter across the table to Chris, who could read some Kataini, though probably not all the diplomatic terms and courtesies. The gist of the message stood out as if written in red. "Baravi merchants will not surrender any Terran retrieved by the EOC or Kataini captain, stolen without payment." Paxel's eyes had mirrored astonishment that Zainel had given the message first to Chris rather than to Peter. Very few